Primarily, what this plan is a graduated approach or a tiered approach to improving attendance.
Heath Frisch tells WBFO News they're looking at a new solution from the district's past attendance policy, a proposed system that will rely on data with an early warning indicator system to track why a student is not attending classes.
We'll be looking at kids that transition through higher levels of absenteeism and putting interventions and supports in place when we identify that at the onset. So by looking at a tiered approach, there are more general and universal strategies at the bottom of the tier, and then more intensive, more individualized as we go up through the tiers. By changing some of the way in which we get our reporting, and by looking at the reporting a little bit differently, I'm hoping that we can identify these trends as they occur at the onset of a higher level of absenteeism rate for a student. When it comes to ensuring that we're taking daily attendance and have accurate data, that's where these systems come into play as far as the district looking at something like a swipe card system or an ID system when kids enter the building and enter individual classroom.
What are the teachers telling you about attendance?
I know that teachers are taking attendance. I think we need to provide more assistance to folks at the school level. So something like what the district's looking at, which are these electronic measures to ensure attendance is taken, is going to be quite valuable. And I know that there are teachers that are very excited to have that conversation continue.
So that means starting right at kindergarten, because we have a lot of kindergartners that just don't show up. Where is the disconnect?
You know, that's a great question, because one of the things that we try to identify are the barriers and the challenges that our parents experience and what may prevent a child from getting to school. And I think Buffalo isn't much different from a lot of districts where there are challenges. So things like transportation, things like parents working different shifts. So until we identify what those challenges are, which is something I hope through our plan that we're able to do, we can't overcome those. But part of the plan is to identify what's holding parents back, what's holding students back. And by being personalized, by providing those individualized supports and reinforcements, we hope to be able to overcome some of those challenges.
One of the things I think that Dr. Cash has stated a couple of different times is kids, in order to get them to school, they have to want to be there. What else in the school setting needs to be done to help what you're doing on the backside?
Another great question, because culture and climate is huge. And again, looking nationally and looking at research, it does say about creating that warm, welcoming environment that encourages kids to come. Two items that I presented at the board meeting last week were looking at engaging curriculum during the daytime. So maybe we need to look at what are those courses that students want to take, what's going to get them in the seat and get them excited. And number two is also after-school programming. If we have very interest-based after-school programming, kids will come in the day and spend that entire day there just to participate in an after-school program. And it doesn't have to necessarily be an enrichment-based program, although that's a great part. It could be curriculum-driven as well, where it's more of an academic situation or academic course.
None of this, though, right now addresses parents not sending their child to school. What about the consequences? We've had a lot of talk about that, from sending them to jail to giving them some type of reprimand. On that level right now, how do you resolve that?
So I mentioned at the board meeting, and I'll share now, that if we look across the nation at statistics and we look at research, consequences really don't work when they're punitive. However, I don't disagree that we need to identify an area that students want to do or like to do, or something that in my own life with my own children, maybe taking something away in order to show the value in participating in something. So we're starting to have some preliminary discussions about what consequences might be appropriate. We're looking, I know Superintendent Cash is going to be having conversations with local and state leaders on things at the state level that we might need to change, as some other districts are able to do. One of the things I'm going to be soliciting from community members who compromise community members in general, as well as parents and family members, is what are some of those consequences that they would recommend?
Whatever happened to good old truancy officers?
That is a discussion that will be starting very soon with the local law enforcement authorities on how can we work together to build a system like what was in the past, where we had folks out in the community looking at and identifying those students who are not attending school. So whether it's community members, block clubs, whether it's business owners, I think we're now on the forefront of identifying a new group of partners that can do the work of a truant officer to some degree.
We've been talking with Heath Frisch, Director of Student Support Services for the Buffalo Public School District. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.